The Phil you are trying to reach is currently not available.
Sorry, Mike was muted.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Switched out microphones yet again.
Oh, come on. Why you gotta keep doing that?
Because I'm trying to find perfection and I still haven't found it yet. And my computer's like 50 times quieter now.
You know what I like seeing?
What?
The election results for New York so far.
How's that going for you?
Well, the one person I really wanted out of office looks like she might get voted the f*** out.
What was her name again?
Claudia Tenney.
Oh, yeah. I knew it started with the same letter as Twitter.
It'll be nice if she's out.
She's probably going to be out.
I hope so. I hope we can turn some more elections blue.
That'd be good. Oh, by the way, I did get your letter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't remember what was in it because I read it like 3 weeks ago, but I got it.
Well, now you can reread it and then you can reply to it.
I'm thinking about giving it the Phil treatment and waiting until like Valentine's Day.
What do you mean the Phil treatment? That's the Tony treatment.
Or the Michael treatment.
Yeah, Michael's never replied to one of my letters.
You could be a guest on Hypothetical 20 times before Michael replies to your first letter.
I did a whole podcast with him for 6 months. And he never replied to my letter that I wrote to him probably 2 years prior.
Has he still replied?
No.
Dude, write him another letter. That's why I wrote you 5 when I was in Arizona last year.
I thought you just did that because you were bored.
Well, actually, it was because I kept drinking copious amounts of wine and forgetting who I had actually written letters to.
Because if you write 1 or 5, they still get answered in the same queue.
2 to 3 months, depending on how busy you are.
Actually, right now it's down to like a little under a month.
I was about to say, now that you're not working on the house.
Yeah, letter writing has picked up a little bit.
I have a strange feeling I just bought another pen without thinking about it.
What? How'd you do that?
Brownie sent me his Pilot Elite to go ahead and do a review video on, which I'm doing this week.
Oh.
And when
I got your Snowflake pen ship yet?
It shipped, yeah. Based off of how stuff from China normally comes through, it should be here, I'd say Friday, realistically.
Hmm.
Yeah. It left Shanghai on the 28th. So yeah, it's not too bad. It should be here by the end of the week. And then I'll review that and probably sell it to you.
Cool. And then you're going to also buy a Pilot Elite, sounds like.
Only because I spent 2 hours cleaning it out.
He didn't clean it first?
He bought it off of eBay. And
shipped it to you?
The day it came in, he's like, hey, I got this Pilot Elite. You want to review it? Because I'm thinking about selling it and I'll use the review to sell it. Which, I'm okay with that. And he just shipped it right back out without actually... He looked at the body to make sure the body was in okay shape. And then he just shipped it out. It had a black cartridge in there that I think was from the early 2000s, and it was completely gunked up, the feed was clogged, and it would not write at all. And I'm guessing the age of the converter based on how stuck it was in the pen. I had to use a pair of pliers to remove a cartridge.
It's not normal.
No. The ink had dried so much on the nipple that we have to come up with better terms for fountain pen parts.
Sorry, sometimes I'm 5.
Me too. But the ink had caked so hard on the nipple that the cartridge was stuck. I had to like bathe it in hot water, like scalding hot water for about 5-6 minutes, and then pull on the cartridge with pliers just to get the damn thing out.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to do that.
No, you shouldn't. But now that it's writing, it's an amazing pen. According to the nib, it was made in 1979.
What color is it? Because those black. Came in different colors, didn't they?
Yeah, this is the Socrates edition based on the literature from Pilot. So it just came in black with gold trim. Yeah. I mean, if it was in excellent shape, he probably could have sold it for about $120. If it was in the shape that I've seen some of the ones on eBay, he'd be lucky to get $15. But in the shape it's in, $60, $65 is a good price for it. I told him I'm going to pay him $50 if I buy it, just because I spent 2 hours cleaning the damn thing out. Then I'm going to be giving his podcast a shout out on the YouTube video when I do the review. So I think that's even.
The podcast to take naps?
They really could have come up with a better name. Every time I see an advertisement for their podcast, I think it's like some kind of government program.
Maybe it is.
North American Podcast Producers?
Sure.
We should start a super PAC for that.
Okay.
But yeah, can you hear my, when I'm talking, can you hear my computer in the background at all?
No.
Exactly. You used to be able to if you listened close enough.
I wasn't listening close enough.
Yeah. I took out all the platter drives, and all I have in it now is the solid-state disks.
That will make things quieter.
Mm-hmm. According to my decibel reader, it actually lowered the volume in the room by about 25 decibels.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah. And my case temperatures have gone down by 5 degrees Celsius.
Because there isn't a bunch of motors spinning up, spinning hard drives.
Exactly. Now all I have to do is do the debate of, do I go ahead and save up for 1 terabyte hard drives now, or do I save up for 4 terabyte solid state hard drives?
Or you can just get a new 16 terabyte platter drive.
How about no?
But it's 16 terabytes in one drive.
I'll go ahead and get a hard drive cradle. I'll get the solid state drive so I can run a RAID 10 configuration in my computer. And then I'll use the hard drive cradle to go ahead and get the 16 terabyte monster. That way I only have to plug it in when I need it.
Yeah.
Damn it, Phil. Now you just spent more of my money.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, but this week I spent my money.
That's a beautiful pen.
It is.
How much do I have to pay to ship it and insure it?
I have no idea.
Think about numbers. Think about how you want to do it, because I want to review that pen.
Okay.
If I'm going to do a decograph, I want it to be in the Delta material.
It is a pretty nice pen. And the gold plating came out really nice.
Don't you have a box that you can take pictures in with it?
I do.
Well, take some smexy pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you keep posting them in our various chat rooms, but you're not using good pictures.
I'm using quick pictures.
Right. You even have a camera to do this stuff with.
I know, but you know what? I'm lazy sometimes.
Sometimes or all the time?
No comment. Hey, I'm not all the time lazy. I finished remodeling my house. That counts for something, right?
I'll give you +3 internets.
Internet points are made up and don't matter.
Kind of like pesos?
Well, I was going to go with Zimbabwe dollars, but sure.
It's all made up. Man, I am just still completely exhausted from last night. The D&D session started with roll for initiative, and combat didn't end for 3.5 hours.
That's a long combat session.
Yeah. We're all like level 13, and the demon sword was like, oh, what did he say it was? It was encounter difficulty 5. Like, this thing should have TPK'd us.
I miss playing Dungeons & Dragons.
It was so much fun because the DM's significant other made deer chili.
Deer chili.
Deer chili. It had
deer. Hold on, my mouse just died. I changed the battery.
Wait, what do you need a mouse for when we're doing a podcast?
Things.
What, now are you looking up deer chili recipes?
Maybe. What if I am?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's good chili. It made me very strongly consider getting a crock pot so I could start making chili at home.
We used to do deer tacos.
Maybe we should go ahead and migrate off of eating cows and just switch over to deer.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's far more superior meat.
Sometimes.
I have yet to find an application where deer is not better than cow.
How do you like your steaks?
I realized it after like the quarter way through saying it, but I was already saying the sentence, so I wasn't going to pull out. You win. Don't get used to it.
All right. I think we need to end it there. Goodbye.
Really?
Just kidding.
Normally, I'm the one that wants to end it quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to end it on I win.
But here's the thing. You win pretty much every time.
Yeah, but you don't go out and say that I win every time.
This is true. Man, now I'm going back to figuring out how much it's going to cost me to get a crock pot.
Crock pot's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah, I know, but a crock pot I trust around the dogs that actually has a top lock. That way Bailey can't get into it.
Oh, a top lock one.
Mm-hmm. I have to have a dog-proof crock pot so I can leave it at home for the 24-hour cook period that I like my chili to cook at.
Can't help you there, because our dogs don't get on the counter.
Mine shouldn't get on the counter, but I know she does.
Moose almost got some pepperoni during our open house, though.
Wait, had an open house?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we finished the remodel.
Okay, if I owned a house and did a remodel on it, I wouldn't invite people into my house. I would be antisocial and just hoard over the good work that I did.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of people ask about the project, so I figured this way we can just show them all at once instead of having them, oh, hey, can I see what you did?
Oh, wait, you're not one of those people that's a social hermit.
Oh, no, I hate people.
And yet you invite them into your house.
Yeah, only some people, though.
Okay.
There were a couple neighbors, if they had shown up, said, no, sorry. No hablo English.
Anyone that looked at you would never believe that excuse.
So?
I mean, you look like the Jolly Green Giant with a tan.
What?
Big, tall, bearded, but turned white instead of green because you've been in the sun too long.
Jolly Green Giant doesn't have a beard.
I was thinking Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
It's been a day, man.
Paul Bunyan and the Jolly Green Giant are like two completely different people. One of them throws vegetables, the other one chops trees.
Wait, okay. Question. Does the Jolly Green Giant carry like a big club or something?
I don't think so.
I've seen him holding things before.
No?
Really?
Really?
Damn it, Phil, you're right.
Again.